Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
We have tried so hard to find whatever it is that's missing. We look here, we look there, we look everywhere. So the reason why we can't find outside ourselves what makes us happy and free from suffering is because, listen carefully, happiness and suffering are feelings. Feelings are part of mind. The causes of happiness and the causes of suffering do not lie outside ourself. The causes of happiness and the causes of suffering, because they're states of mind, feelings, come from within the mind itself. So this is a huge understanding. It changes everything. So then we understand, if I want to be happy and free from mental pain, I need to develop and maintain peace of mind. Peace of mind becomes our goal. And we work out, how can I transform this difficulty so my peace of mind increases? So patience is one method. Also, I said, when difficulties come in our life, we become humbled. Humbled. So often we're quite proud of how our life is working out, our plan, our goals, everything's going according to plan. And then something happens, and then something else happens, and then something happens, and we understand there's more to our life than our plans. And we're not sure where these difficulties are coming from. So where are they coming from? Why do we sometimes have great misfortune? You know, it's interesting. We never ask ourselves why we're having such great good fortune. We only ever have these soul-searching questions when everything's going wrong. So perhaps you've heard of karma. Karma is a word that's entering our modern languages all around the world. It's a Sanskrit word, and it simply means action. It's Sanskrit for action. And if we understand the laws of karma, so the laws of karma operate for everyone, like the law of gravity. You know, if I hold this clock, it's good for me to see. If I hold this clock and I let go, we don't wonder where it's going to go, to the right, to the left, up, or just hover in space. We know if I let go, it'll fall to the ground. That's called gravity. It works for everybody, animals, humans, whether you understand it or not. Same is true with karma. So whether we agree or not, doesn't matter. It's still operating. So from virtuous actions comes happiness. From negative or non-virtuous actions comes suffering. If we believe this, we believe in karma. The mind that understands that from, we can say, good actions come good results, from bad actions come bad results, suffering, misfortune. The mind, the virtuous, intelligent mind that understands this dependent relationship between actions and their results is wisdom. It's called wisdom understanding karma. So, when difficulties arise in your life, some sickness comes, some bad thing happens, whatever, this is simply the ripening of negative karma. Everything that happens in our life, good, bad, and neutral, is ripening karma. So, I can't teach deeply about karma because I've only a few minutes, but we can read about karma in How to Transform Your Life and receive many more teachings. But when a bad thing happens in your life, a difficulty appears, a difficult situation, sickness, redundancy, divorce, whatever, we think this is my negative karma ripening. So every time we engage in an action, like now, for example, you're engaging in an action of listening to a Buddhist nun explaining how to transform difficulties. Those are good actions because you're trying to learn how to improve yourself for the benefit of others and lead a happy, meaningful life. So every moment is an action that leaves an imprint, or we can say a seed or potentiality, in our root mind, which is here at our heart. If that's a good potentiality, it ripens us good fortune, good luck. If it's a bad potentiality from a bad action, it ripens us misfortune, bad luck. Everything that's difficult for us in our life is ripening negative karma. That's all. We don't need to get confused about it, or we just think, okay, from this seed of, in my own heart, appears this situation. So what's going to be our response? If we respond positively with patience, like I just said, if we respond with wisdom, understanding karma, that seed ripening as a difficult situation is finished. If, on the other hand, we react to a difficult situation by getting really, really angry, lashing out at other people, feeling depressed and miserable for a long time, that creates so many negative seeds inside our heart that will ripen later as further misfortune. So if we have wisdom, virtuous intelligence that understands meaningful objects, such as karma, when suffering, when difficult situations are appearing, we think this is the ripening of my own negative karma. And if you understand karma, the difficult situation that's arising is often a difficult situation you've created for others in the past. Because when karma ripens, it ripens as an experience similar to the action you engaged in with others. So this is a big topic, but it helps us understand everything. Everything. So when something bad is happening, we accept because we understand it is our own karma. And then that karma, that negativity is purified, and we deliberately engage in more beneficial actions, a little bit like counteracting that negative karma that's coming. If we respond to difficulty by thinking negative karma is ripening, that encourages us to stop engaging in negative actions and engage in positive actions. That's how to transform difficulty into developing inner strength, into the path to real happiness. So it's a very big topic. It needs a lot of thought. Often we have many questions, but those questions can be answered. So another way of responding to difficulties is through our wisdom understanding karma. Why is this happening? And then thinking, I'm going to abandon non-virtue. So non-virtue are actions such as, we understand these things, killing, stealing, lying, engaging in sexual misconduct, that means harming other people through our sexual desire. Killing, stealing, lying, sexual misconduct, engaging in divisive speech. So for example, if your difficult situation is people are saying bad things about you that aren't true, that often happens. And you think, why are they saying these bad things about me that aren't true? You can understand that's ripening karma of you engaging in divisive speech in the past where you said bad things about others that weren't true. So if we understand this, our own wisdom encourages us to stop engaging in negative actions and to engage in actions that help others instead. You know, we don't often use our body to engage in negative actions, but we use our speech a lot to engage in negative actions. So if we really understand the law of karma, we stop doing that. So another way we can transform difficulties is through thinking about others. Buddha encourages us to just think like this. Other living beings experience much greater suffering and difficulty than I do. Do you know something? That's always true. Always. So where are we right now? We're in a Kadampa meditation center for world peace in the heart of Buenos Aires. Where are other people? So whatever's going on in your life, other people, we see them on the news every day. And we think, what horrendous suffering they're experiencing. So we use our own suffering, our own difficulties. So please remember this. And again, try it out. Do some scientific research. These are inner scientific methods. You know, a scientific method is something that always produces predictable and reproducible results. So, next time you're feeling lonely, depressed, you have a physical pain, you have a mental pain, you have whatever difficulty, try this out. It's an experiment. You've nothing to lose except your own misery. That's all you have to lose. So try it out. And you think to yourself, just remember, at times when you're experiencing great difficulty, the last thing you want to think about is others, because we're completely absorbed into focusing on ourselves. We have this difficulty, and it's like our difficulty pervades the entire universe. So just take a deep breath and think, I'm going to try it out. And you think to yourself, yes, I'm experiencing this difficulty. Then move your mind to others. Others in this city, others in this country, others around the world. So perhaps, for example, something easy, you have a migraine. And then you think of all the people with brain tumors, brain surgery, traumatic brain injury in every hospital, in this city, in this country, in the world. And you think countless living beings experience much greater suffering and difficulty than I do. And you think about them, and you wish deeply. Through my experience right now, may all of them be free from suffering. Because you're experiencing that pain anyway, and you move your mind wishing them to be permanently free from their suffering. That's called transforming difficulty into compassion. There is no more important mind for us to develop than compassion. If everybody were to think of wishing the suffering of others to cease, world peace would come like that. That is how powerful our minds are. So in any difficult situation, tonight, tomorrow, this week, think to yourself. Like say something like loneliness. And we're lonely. And it's a difficult situation for us. You just think, countless living beings, so many living beings, experience much greater suffering and difficulty than I do. And move your mind, move your heart out to them and wish for their loneliness to cease.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.